game or any other game that we do, you can always go back, WCDOsports.com. It's all courtesy of SSCU. It's our game audio archive. It's a free download anytime at WCDOsports.com, all courtesy of SFCU. So Sidney will boot this one off. This is Palmateer. He'll be doing the kicking duties. And Palmateer is going to send a low line drive right through the teeth of the Green Trojans. It'll be picked up here. They'll bring it up to the 30. They're going to go right to left. They're at the 35 before being pushed out of bounds was Noah Kennedy. So Green going right to left will start at their own 35.
Kennedy was taken out of bounds by number 7, Skyler Rao, on that play. And the Trojans will start the second half, first possession, at about their own 35-yard line.
So 20-8. Sidney comes into the second half on top of the Green Trojans here in week 3. Sidney comes in with a record of 2-0, Green 1-1. Green won on opening night against Deposit Hancock and then lost to Walton in week 2. Sidney with victories over Spencer Van Etten, Kander, and Unitego. Here's the snap to Drew Erickson, and he'll look to hand it off, but we will have a flag on the play. It's going to go against the Green Trojans.
Yeah, false start on Trojans right off the bat out of the box for the second half first play, so it'll be first down and 15.
I'm sure not what the Green coaching staff drew up in the locker room there, but that's the way it goes. It'll push the ball back to the 31-yard line, and, you know, it's a cool, crisp night here, but great night for football.
Oh, yeah, it is absolutely a beautiful night for football, and it definitely reminds me of the fall and the connection with football and everything. Sometimes we have some really nice games, and that kind of doesn't seem like football. This is football weather.
Nate Erickson is back in at QB, rolls out to the right side. Erickson is on the run. He'll throw complete to Nate Berry, who turns it around the corner to the 45, out to the 46. Stays in bounds before he's tackled there. Going to be very close to a first down. It looks like for Sidney on the tackle was Harrington.
Yeah, Harrington made a nice play right there, but
might have been Mosier. Sorry.
Yep, that play was really good on Erickson's part. He was rolling to his right side, squared his body up, and made a nice little throw in the flat. Good for first down yardage. The ball is now spotted at the 48-yard line of the Green Trojans.
So I said he was close to a first down. He did get it. So Green is up near midfield and the Trojans logo at their own 45-yard line, going right to left. Nate Erickson drops back. He's going to go deep. He's got a receiver. It is just past the outstretched hands of his intended wide receiver, which was Nate Berry. Good coverage there by the Sidney Warriors, looked like, on that far side. Maybe Matthews as well as Harrington.
Yeah, they had over-the-top coverage with Harrington as the safety. So if he caught it, there was going to be a tackle right away. But it would have been a great play, but it was just a little bit too far for Nate Berry.
So 11:18 to go, third quarter. And it is Sidney leading Green 20-8. We got a good ball game here and a good opportunity for Green early in the second half to try to get back into this one. Here is Nate Erickson in the shotgun. Got a running back in the backfield off his left hip. Erickson flushed out of the pocket once again, has to throw on the run. He's got a receiver complete, knocked out of bounds. Mosier was there on the coverage, but it doesn't matter as Noah Kennedy is able to haul it in at the 24-yard line.
Deep little post pattern by Kennedy, and a nice move. Got separation on Mosier, and then Mosier ran him out of bounds after the catch, but the ball is now in Warrior territory, spotted at about the 25-yard line.
That Nate Erickson to Noah Kennedy combination has really kept Green in this ball game, and that was another great catch, and good job by Erickson to keep that play alive. Waiting for the snap, 10:55 to go, third quarter, a first and 10 for Green. Erickson steps up in the pocket, has to run again, throws on the run. He's got a receiver wide open, touchdown, Green Trojans. Josh Titus was wide open, left corner of the end zone, put 6 on the board.
Yeah, that was a blown coverage by the Warriors right there. He just ran by 2 guys, and they looked at each other like, is that your man or my man? So 6 points for the Trojans, and they're on the board already.
So Erickson tosses his second TD pass of the evening, this time finding Josh Titus. And just like that, it's 20-14. Let's see if they go for 2 here. So Titus was just wide open there. And that was about a 30-yard touchdown catch.
Mm-hmm. All he was doing was waiting for the ball to get to him because he was that wide open.
So Green's going to go for 2. They trail 20-14. Erickson drops back. Rolls out of the pocket to his right, wants to throw. Brandenburg chasing after him. Brandenburg is going to sack him, and the ball comes loose and rolls out of bounds. So the two-point conversion is no good. 10:47 to go in the third. We're going to step away with the score. Sidney 20 and Green 14 after the Trojans score on the first drive of the second half. We'll be back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Our score, Sydney 20, Green 14, 10:47 to go third quarter. We said how dangerous it would be for Green to get the ball to start the second half, and the Trojans capitalized. And we got a ball game on our hands, folks.
Yeah, real nice play to the wide-open man. And I mean, when he was wide open, there was nobody within 10 yards of him.
Josh Titus catches that pass from Nate Erickson, and it's Sydney 20 and Green 14. Nate Mullen, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDL. And here is the kickoff. Sydney down going left to right. Here's Peyton Mosier. He'll step up to the 30 and dance his way out, still on his feet at the 37 before he's tackled there. Nice little return from Peyton Mosier, and the Sydney offense will go back to work.
Yeah, Mosier picked up the ball at about the 15 and took it out to about the 37, so that's where the Warriors will start their first possession of the second half.
So 10:37 to go, third quarter. Sydney had a 20-0 lead, and 14 unanswered points for Green has got them right back in this game. And so the ball will be at the 37-yard line. Sydney going left to right. And Nick Gravel is back in a QB. Harrington is split off to his right hip. Cameron Chabot is the fullback. And Sydney will hand off to Harrington. Let's see how he does. Cuts right. And now back to the left side. Good for about 6 yards here for Harrington. Green on the tackle with Tristan Austin.
Tristan Austin just doing his job. Just staying there watching for number 6 coming out of the backfield. And then he makes the tackle, but not before he gets 5 yards on that play. Second down and 5.
I mean, if I'm Sydney and I can continue to get that all night, I'm going to take it, because it's not like he's going up to the line and he can't find the hole and he's getting pushed back for a yard or two. I mean, it's 4 or 5.
Second level before he gets hit.
Yeah.
You know.
Here's the snap. Gravel looking left. He's got a receiver. He throws to Matthews. Cuts under and couldn't hold on to it. He had to come under the secondary there to try to scoop that up and just couldn't get it in time.
Yeah, nice defense right there by the Green Trojan on Liam Matthews, but Matthews adjusted to the ball, and almost if he catches that, he's walking into the end zone.
Yeah, Titus with good coverage. The ball was a little underthrown, I thought, so Matthews had to cut under Titus, almost came up with it, but yeah, if he gets that, I think he's gone for 6, but it was good job by Green to know exactly where he is. He's not, you know, Liam is not as open as he has been the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, they're giving him a lot of room, so they're okay with him catching the ball out in the flat, and then hoping that they can tackle him in space.
9:55 to go, third quarter. They'll try to throw it here on a 3rd and 5. A complete pass to Kevin McEwen. He's right at the 6. We'll see where they mark it.
Yeah, a little roll out to the left side, which isn't an easy throw, but Gravel did a nice job, put the ball right on between the twos of Kevin McEwen, and first down Warriors.
So they will mark it as a first down. They'll move the chains here. 9:40 to go, third quarter. Sydney 20 and Green 14. Warriors going left to right. They're in the all-white tonight with the gray helmet, the maroon trim. Green has the green uniforms, the green helmet, and the black pants. They'll hand off to Harrington here on a first down, maybe a gain of 3 yards across the Trojan logo at midfield.
I'll tell you what, that's a victory for the Trojans, keeping number 6 to only 3-yard gain on first down, so second down and 7.
Trojans slowly trying to figure this one out here. They'll actually say it was 2 yards. So a 2nd and 8 coming here for Sydney, going left to right. Matthews split out left side. Mosier to the right. Harrington's in the backfield again. Gravel takes the handoff, rolls right, wants to throw. It goes to Mosier through his hands and incomplete. And you wonder here tonight, Tim, as this will bring up a 3rd and 8 with 8:58 to go in the third, Sydney leading 20-14. With the sun going down, is it a little colder tonight, a little slipperier with that ball out there? Are those the little things that can make a difference here tonight? Kind of a dewy night.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm sure there's a little bit of dew on the field now, and I'm sure it's getting onto the ball and onto the receiver's hands and also quarterback's hands. So, you know, they might be rotating more footballs in and out of the game now because of that.
It's going to be tough on both sides, I'm sure, for that reason. 8:58 to go in the third. 20-14 the score. Sidney is on top of Green. Gravel wants to throw. He's got a man deep. There's the pass, and it is intercepted here by the Green Trojans down at the 20-yard line. It was overthrown. Matthews couldn't get there in time, and let's see who came down with it. And I believe it was, yes, Josh Titus with the interception.
Josh Titus is on. When I tell you he's given Liam Matthews room, he's probably 15 yards off of the line of scrimmage where Matthews is. So Matthews can't get past him. So that was really nice play. Just was out there playing center field and went up high, pointed the ball, interception for the Trojans.
Yeah, that was a jump ball, and he just went up, and I don't think Liam had a good beat on it. It was a little overthrown. He couldn't get there, and Titus just went up and said, thank you very much, I'll take it. And 8:50 to go here in the third. It's Sidney 20, Green 14. Trojans will have the ball once again on their own 20, going right to left, and the offense will go back to work. So here is Erickson in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Erickson drops back, wants to throw. Flushed out of the pocket, runs to the right side, pushed out of bounds there by Brandon Berg as for Sidney, as well as Kyle Wheeler.
Yeah, it looks like he tried to get rid of the ball, and he had a receiver in the area, but I believe he stepped out of bounds. He's going to lose about 10 yards on this play.
Yeah,
bring up second down and 20.
Was just running out of real estate there really fast. Good job by the Sidney defense to close in on it.
That's one thing I was going to say. Sidney has been getting pressure in his face, in Erickson's face right away, and most of the times it's number 73. But he's such a good athlete. He just makes a miss, and he's dangerous. And one of these times he's going to tuck the ball. We used to see that last 2 years where he would just keep the ball, and that's scary.
73 for Sidney. Fogarty, Ian Fogarty, has been great all night here tonight. And Green trying to run up the middle here on a first and 20. Or second and 20, excuse me, nowhere to go. Going to bring up a third and 20.
Yeah, they actually, nice job. I think it was number 72 for the Warriors on that tackle right there, and I don't have that in my program, Nate.
8:15 to go here in the third. It's 20-14 is the score. And, yeah, that's Sidney Line making a good push there with 8:10 to go here in the third. Green now pinned up against their own goal line. Ball is on the 6-yard line. Waiting for the snap. Erickson drops back, wants to throw. He's got a man over the middle, and it is incomplete. The Sidney secondary was right there. Green coaching staff wants some sort of contact call here, but they're not going to get it.
Yeah, first I thought the back judge was going to throw the flag, but he didn't do it. I think he realized that the ball was there. The Warriors were there at the same time. So fourth down and 26 yards for the Trojans. They are going to be punting out of their own end zone.
So after the Green, Trojans came up with an interception on that last drive for Sidney. They're going to have to punt this one away. And this is dangerous territory here now, Tim, pinned up against your own goal line like this.
Yeah, and Mosier is not back. It's number 4, Liam Matthews. That's always very dangerous.
Yeah, always dangerous when Matthews is standing back. And now Green is going to try to tuck it and run to get to the outside. I'm not sure if things were broken down or what. Ball, it gets out to the 20, and they get knocked out of bounds, so that's where Sidney's going to come up with the ball. And Tristan Austin just took off running, didn't even really look to punt there.
Yeah, nice little play, right? I mean, I think they just realized, you know what, we're going to get what we can back. If he makes the guy miss and he gets the first down carry, okay. We're not putting the ball in the air to Liam Matthews, who is a dangerous return guy, and hoping that we can stop him. So, interesting call. They are definitely going to have the ball first and 10 at about the 22-yard line.
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, no attempt to make a punt there. There wasn't a ton of pressure. He just took off. So, I mean, I like it. Don't give Liam Matthews a chance to beat you if you're Green. I can understand that.
Yeah.
So, first and 10, but now Sidney has the ball on the 21-yard line here inside Green territory. Green coming with the rush. They're going to have to throw it away. Nate Berry hits Nick Gravel, and he couldn't get it off in time. And Gravel looks a little angry after that play.
Yeah, they had the screen set up over on the right side with Chabot, and that's been a good play for the Warriors all year long so far. And just a little bit too far for Chabot. Incomplete pass.
7:40 to go, third quarter. It's 20-14. Sidney on top of Green, trying to take advantage of pinning Green deep in their own end. They didn't punt. They tried to run it out. And Sidney's got great field position, a second and 10. What can they do with it here? Two wide receivers split to each side. Here's the snap to Gravel. Gravel looks over the middle. He's got Liam Matthews complete. And down at the 10-yard line, it's a swarm of Trojans there trying to bring him down. Matthews still on his feet inside the 10 to about the 8-yard line here.
That was a rugby scrum right there at the end. There was tons of people involved in that, and they were all pushing. the opposite way. And Liam did get inside the 10-yard line at about the 8, so it'll be first and goal for the Warriors. Now, they were here again just recently at the end of the second or end of the first half and didn't put it in.
So here is Gravel again in the shotgun. Same set, two wide receivers split to each side. Chabot's in the backfield. Gravel wants to throw. Throws over the middle. He's got Matthews, and he's in for a Sidney Warrior touchdown. Although the ball came loose, Sidney's still going to fall on it, so it is a Sidney Warrior touchdown. It came loose for a split second. Matthews scooped it right back up.
Yeah, Matthews had crossed the goal line, and I think he was trying to give it to the referee, but it kind of looked like, because of the contact, it kind of looked like it squirted loose as a fumble. But Sidney did a nice job, recovered it, and 6 points.
So Liam Matthews, his second touchdown of the night. Nick Gravel throws for his third, and Sidney pumps that lead back up to 26-14. And they'll be going for the extra point here. Tim, that was about a 5-yard touchdown pass. And a little miscommunication here, and they will not get the extra point. Snap was low. Palmateer had to scoop it, and he was tackled. So 7:20 to go in the third. It's Sidney 26, Green 14. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sidney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sidney Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
26-14, Sidney leading Green with 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Sidney will kick back off to the Trojans. A little bit of adversity here for Sidney, but they seem to be weathering the storm okay so far here tonight as Palmateer will go for the onside kick here for Sidney. It's going to be a knuckleball fielded nicely by the Trojans at about the 43-yard line. Coming off the bottom of the pile there, I believe, was Noah Kennedy.
Yeah, Noah Kennedy with a nice job right there at the second level of the receiving line for the Trojans. Makes a nice little play, gets the ball back to his team. Ball will be spotted at their own 44-yard line.
Actually, it was Damian Hitt who came off the bottom of the pile, so nice job to Damian. 7:18 to go in the third, and the Green offense comes out once again. Hard to get into a scoring back-and-forth battle here with Sidney, but at this point, you have no choice. You have to go down, try to score again, and see what happens if you're the Trojans.
Well, this solid back to Nate Erickson has been really good for the Trojans. They're not messing around with the little guy back there now. He's a wide out.
Here is Nate Erickson on a first down. Rolls out of the pocket to the right side. Wants to throw, and he does. The pass is complete across the 40 to the 35 with 7:09 to go here in the third. That's is number 25, Noah Kennedy.
Noah Kennedy with a real nice catch right there. Went up high, pointed the ball in between two Sidney Warrior defenders. Gets first down yardage, and the ball is now spotted at the 35-yard line of the Sidney Warriors.
Pretty amazing because you know that play is coming. It's been those two connecting all night, and they're still able to find a way to get it done.
And mark my words, folks, one of these times, he is going to keep the ball, and usually that's a good thing for the Trojans.
26-14, Sidney is on top of Green. Erickson throws on a first down, and the pass is complete, but only good for about maybe 2 yards to Nate Berry on the right side as Green goes right to left.
Yeah, Sidney had an outside linebacker blitz and got right in Erickson's face. Remember, he's rolling out to the right, so they blitzed on the from that side, and the defender was right there, and I believe it was number 9.
6:25 to go in the third quarter. It's Sidney 26, Green 14. Clock is moving. Play clock is down to 15. Green gets the play from the sideline. They're inside Sidney territory with the ball at the 38. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and online at WCDOsports.com. Glad to have in our web stream listeners tonight on a 2nd and 8. They'll roll it to the outside. Green trying to turn the corner, and they will. Down to the 20, to the 15, to the 10 before being pushed out of bounds with Tristan Austin.
Tristan Austin out into the left flat. Nice little toss out to him, and then he just beat the people around the corner. and takes the ball down to about the 9-yard line. So it'll be first and goal to go for the Trojans.
Well, we've said it a couple of times tonight. If he can get the edge, he's got that speed, and he showed it right there. 26-14 the score. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Sydney Warriors with 6:01 to go in the third. It's Sydney 26, Green 14. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Green will complete a pass to the right wing side to Tristan Austin, but he is brought down, and this will be a second down and 9 coming up. Green is deep in Sydney territory at about the 10-yard line with 5:45 to go third quarter. Sydney leading Green 26-14.
They worked on the left side, so they thought they'd try it over on the right side, but the right side defense of the Warriors were up to the task and got him for a loss of about, I'm going to say 5, so the ball's going to be spotted right at about the 14-yard line, second and goal to go.
Yeah, this will be a second and 12, ball on the 12-yard line. 26-14 the score. Sydney is on top of Green. Nate Erickson is in at QB, 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. He's got Austin in the backfield. They'll hand off to Austin. He goes left side. Sydney defense trying to sniff it out. Austin trying to get to the edge, but nothing doing. It's a pile of Warriors there. Brandon Berg led the charge for Sydney as well as Wyatt Kiff.
Real nice outside contained by the Warriors. We talked about it a couple plays ago. You do not want that young man catching the edge because he's got lightning speed. And the Warriors did a nice job of outside contained, turned the ball back inside. And it's third down.
I know it's only the third quarter here, 4:45 to go, 3rd and 11. This is a big play right here, Tim. Green trying to stay in this game, keep it a one score, get it back down to a one score game. They trail 26-14 right now, 3rd and 11, and they'll try to get something going on this play. They throw to the outside, almost picked off there by Liam Matthews. Ball is incomplete, 4th down going up. Boy, and if Matthews comes down with it, he is gone.
Yeah,
let me tell you.
Nobody anywhere near that was going to even come close to Liam, and Liam just missed pick 6 right there.
4.5 to go in this third quarter. Going to be a 4th and 11 with the ball on the Sydney 11. Green in possession, going right to left. It's 26-14. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO, and Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in our WCDO Main Street studios in downtown Sydney. Appreciate you listening into some high school football. We have high school football every Friday for you here on CDO. Glad to have you along. Some Saturdays as well. Had a doubleheader last weekend, and we'll have a doubleheader next weekend for you as well. Green is going to take a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. Again, Sydney 26 and Green 14. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 4.5 to go. Third quarter. Sydney leads 26-14 on the road here at Green tonight. After that timeout, both teams with 2 timeouts remaining here in the second half. So, Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. Is this game living up to the hype tonight? What do you think?
I think so. I think it's what I expected. I didn't think it would be a shootout, or, you know, I didn't think it would be a blowout. That's what I meant to say. I didn't think it would be a blowout, and Green has done a good job and fought back from being down 20, and, you know, they're right in the game.
Fourth and 11, though, out of this timeout. Here's Erickson. Nate with the ball. Moving, looking. He's got two guys coming in on him. Throws back to the near side for Nate Berry, who coughed it up and couldn't hold on. Going to be a turnover on down. Even if Berry had caught that and held on, he still had about 3 or 4 yards to go, and it was a sea of Sydney Warriors right there. Good coverage.
Yeah, real nice coverage. The Warriors let him have the ball where they wanted to get it to, and then they were going to make the tackle, and the ball popped out incomplete. So the Warriors take over on down. The ball's going to be spotted at their 11.
Sydney, 26. And Green, 14, a great drive for the Trojans. They come up with nothing, though, and they're going to have to call on the defense once again here to try to stop Sydney. Sydney going left to right, but they're pinned deep in their own territory, back all the way at their own 11-yard line, going left to right. Here's Gravel, two wide receivers to the right, and one to the left. Gravel's going to hand off to Harrington, a little sweep to the right side. Boy, he is just wrestled out of bounds here. Harrington gets tied up with Tristan Austin, and that was two really strong guys going head-to-head.
Yeah, and it was funny because it looked like a fireman's carry. And I'm just thinking about it as far as the wrestling analogy goes, because that is exactly what it looked like. And it looked like Austin was going to take him to the ground, and then he reversed it. You know, it was like two for reversal. So pretty cool.
Going to be a
nice tackle.
Second down and two coming up. So Harrington was able to pick up 8 yards on that. They go right back to Harrington. He runs to the left side this time. Good for a first down and more. Bush lowers his shoulder to the 30 before he's tackled there once again with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Sydney leading 26-14.
Second down carry. Good for first down yardage. Now the ball will be spotted at about the 32-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
I wonder how Harrington feels every Saturday morning or Sunday morning when he wakes up. I mean, he's got to be sore from all this contact. It's incredible.
And it's not, and like you said before, it's not he's getting hit and getting contact. He's going to it.
He wants it. 3:20 to go in the third. It's 26-14. Here's Gravel. Sydney on top by two scores. They go to Harrington again. Cuts back from right to left. In between the hashes here, good for about 3 or 4 yards. And, boy, those two are meeting up on every play. Austin for Green, Harrington for Sydney.
Well, 21 is spying on 6 right now. I mean, you can definitely see that that's what his job is. He's got to make sure that he makes that tackle and Harrington doesn't get away from him. He does have an easier job because Harrington does come to contact. But, you know, he's doing a good job out there.
Snap is low. Gravel's going to try to pick it up off the turf and just has to fall on it here. It's a pile of bodies. Gravel took some extra contact there as both teams were wrestling and scrambling for it. But, boy, some of the snaps have been low tonight, and Gravel has done a great job of scooping up most of them, but that time he couldn't do it.
Yeah, that one was that was scary right there because it looked like he was going to try to pick it up and run with it, and he dropped it again. And that's when the Trojans had a really good opportunity to recover it, but the Warriors did fall on it, so it's now third down and 11.
We talked about it a lot in week one. Sometimes he'd try to take off and run. Sometimes he made the smart play and just sat on it. Still a little bit of both here for Gravel. He always wants to make the play. Throws here, and it's complete to Liam Matthews across the 40, first down and more, to the 50, to the 40, down the right sideline, to the 30, before he's tackled out of bounds by Tristan Austin at the 25. There's that speed for Liam Matthews.
Yeah, he just came across the field from the opposite side, just right behind the linebackers, and nice throw by Gravel, hit him in stride. And if you do that, you better have some people in the back because he's going to outrun those front coverage.
Yeah, Tristan Austin isn't a superior athlete like he is, no one was going to catch Liam on that one. And that looked like a hurdle race down the track here pretty much for Liam. With a minute 50 to go here in the third quarter, Sydney leading 26-14. They're going right to left. They are inside Green territory. Ball on the 25. Here is Chabot and Harrington in the backfield to the right side of Gravel. Snap was low once again. They're going to hand off to Harrington. He'll get across to the 20-yard line before being brought down at the 19. That was a bang-bang play. I didn't even see Harrington get it.
Yeah, I got to give Gravel a lot of credit there because he got that ball up in the to hand it off to Harrington, and I did not think there was any way he was going to do that, but there is a Green Trojan down on the play.
Trojans with an injury, so we're going to step away for 30 seconds here with a minute 20 to go in this third quarter. Sydney leading 26-14. Looks like it might be a cramp, so we'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Minute 20 to go, third quarter. Sydney leading 26-14. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Green player still down on the field here, so Sydney over to the sideline. Extra chance to talk about this play here. It'll be a second and three. They are inside green. Inside the green red zone once again. Sydney could put a big time stamp on this game if they could score on this possession. Would make it very hard for Green to come back.
Yeah, it would definitely make it difficult, but I'll tell you what, the Trojans will not give up. They are a very, very well coached football team, and they're very athletic. A lot of their players are really, they have that quick strike ability, is what I want to try to say, as well as the Warriors do. But we do have a player still down, and coaches are attending to him at this point.
Minute 20 to go, third quarter, 26-14 the score. Sydney is on top of the Green Trojans here on a beautiful night at Green Central School. A good crowd. Sydney always travels well, and the Green fans coming out to support the Trojans as well. Sydney comes in 2-0, Green 1-1. A little different this year as Sydney has moved up to Class C. Green still down in Class D, so this will be the one and only time we see these two teams meet this year, as they cannot meet in the playoffs, which is kind of a bummer in a way.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I mean, it's been such a thing that you looked forward to. I mean, I remember the one year that was the very first game of the year they played each other, and then they met up again, and it was a totally different game than that game. And, you know, I mean, just and if I'm not mistaken, Sydney beat them pretty good that first time. And
I'm trying to remember,
like 3 years ago, I believe.
Yeah,
I don't know, I can't remember. But anyways, the young man just hobbled off the field was number 22.
I thought it was 32.
Grayson Flanagan. Nice to see him come off on his own power.
Here we go on a second down here. They're going to hand off to Harrington to the right side. Harrington tripped up. He's going to slide his way all the way down to the 2-yard line. Going to be a first and goal coming up for Sydney. In my mind, it always seems like whoever wins the first game between these two teams, the other team wins the playoff game. That's why I was kind of hesitating, because
I think you're
that's
right.
The way it's been. It's been crazy.
I think you're right. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing. But now, like you said, being that Sydney's now a C school, they will not have that opportunity. This will be the only time they see each other all year. And, you know, a great respect. I mean, that tackle was made by Austin right at the 2-yard line and helped the young man up that he tackled. Just really good sportsmanship going on.
55 seconds to go, third quarter. Snap is low to Gravel, and they're going to try to scoop it off the turf. It's still loose. Don't know who has it here. Green might have it. Harrington and Gravel were both going for it. It's a scrum at the bottom of the pile, and the Zebra crew has not made an official signal here yet. And let's see. It's going to be Green football. Trojans come off the bottom of the pile and stop the Warriors inside the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they're still having issues with that center quarterback exchange tonight. I mean, the ball is actually basically rolling back to Gravel, and he has nothing to do but try to pick it up as quickly as he can, and didn't work that time, and the Trojans made a nice recovery. So they'll take over first and 10 on the turnover at about the 4-yard line.
Boy, what a stop there for this Green defense. Just when we were saying Sydney might be able to, you know, really increase this lead, push it up, give themselves a little bit of a cushion, the Trojans are right there to say, nope, we're still in this ball game here with 36 seconds to go in this third quarter. Sydney leads 26-14.
Three times inside the 20-yard line tonight, and the Warriors have not come away with any points, and Green takes the timeout.
So the Trojans will take a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 36 seconds to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 36 seconds to go. Third quarter, 26-14 is the score. Do have a final score out of Bainbridge. Tioga wins 43-0 over the BG Bobcats. So that was a quick moving second half, and the Tigers moved to 3-0.
Yeah, they're such a good team. I mean, they had a tough test right off the bat this year with Walton. They only won by 3 at their own place. So give the Walton Warriors a lot of credit to go there and play as tough as they did.
Green trying to run off their own goal line here. Erickson will hand it off to, I believe, Tristan Austin. Good for just a couple of yards. And, boy, some guys exchanging some words there in the little scrum at the bottom of the pile there. They're all separated, and 15 seconds to go. I think we may have seen our last play of the third quarter here, Tim.
So you're saying the sportsmanship doesn't go on the line?
I think sometimes in close quarters like that, it goes out the window. So, end of the third quarter, that's going to be our score, 26-14. The Sydney Warriors on top of the Green Trojans. Going to be a fun fourth quarter coming up. Stay with us here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here on CDO. Our score, Sydney 26, Green 14. We'll switch ends of the field. So Sydney will be going, Sydney's going to be going right to left now, I believe.
Yep.
And so Sydney's in the all-whites with the gray helmets and maroon trim. Green is in the green shirts, the green helmets, and the black pants. So Green will come out. They'll switch ends of the field. They'll be going left to right. Green right to left. Or Sydney right to left, excuse me. Now that you're thoroughly confused, our score 26-14. Green with the ball after that Sydney fumble. Second and nine as they're trying to get themselves off of their own goal line. And so here is Nate Erickson with a man in motion. Erickson with the snap, wants to hand it off. No, has to roll out. Sydney trying to chase him in the end zone. He'll throw, and it's going to be incomplete. His intended receiver was Ludoff here on the near side.
Yeah, the pass was a little short for Ludoff. Ludoff was running a back shoulder fade kind of pattern, and the pass fell just short of him. Incomplete, third down.
So can the Trojans get back in this ballgame? Trailing 26-14. They've done a good job hanging around in this game, just haven't quite been able to get over the hump to get back into it completely. Closest was 20-14 before another Liam Matthews touchdown ballooned it back up to a two-score lead for Sydney. So 26-14 our score currently. 11:53 to go, fourth quarter. Erickson drops back, has to roll out of the pocket. Sydney is there, and he'll have to throw this one away. It's going to be incomplete. And smart play there by Erickson just to get rid of it as the Sydney defense had him right on the goal line.
Yeah, real nice play. They were going to get him for a big loss and very close to a safety on that. But Erickson showed real good strength, kept his balance, and got rid of the ball to live another down. So fourth down.
It'll be a fourth and seven, so Green's going to have to punt this one away. Last time they were in this situation, they just ran it out and tried to get as much as they could instead of punting to Liam Matthews, who's standing here at about the 35-yard line. So pick your poison if you're green.
And they definitely don't have as much to go to get the first this time that they did last time.
This time they will punt it away with Tristan Austin. It was blocked. Ball is rolling around, and Sydney's going to scoop it up. Can they get in? Yes, they do. Do we have the signal? Yes, Sydney Warrior touchdown off a blocked punt, and we'll see who ran it in.
I think it was number 9, Cameron Chabot, who got to pick up the ball on the sideline and trotted in for 6 points for the Warriors.
Yes, does look like Cameron Chabot is getting all the high fives from his teammates, so a blocked punt, and that's what makes it hard when you run out of real estate like that. Sydney scoops it up, puts it in, so the special teams unit coming up big.
Another spot for the team to score and putting his name into the all-purpose for the night.
Yeah, you never know. Those awards coming up, offense, defense, all-purpose. Cameron Chabot says, I want that trophy. I want to take it home with me tonight. 32-14 now for Sydney. Leah Matthews is in to hold for the Warriors. Palmateer is in to do the kicking duties, the lefty. Sydney had 32-14, trying to add to it here. Waiting for the snap. Matthews with the hold, the kick by Palmateer, plenty of leg on that one, up and good. We'll take a break. Sydney, after a blocked punt, and they return it for a touchdown. It's 33-14. We'll be back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
11:33 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney, after a blocked punt touchdown from Cameron Chabot, they blocked it. They really had Green pinned up in the end zone, blocked it, and they ran it in. And the extra point was good. It's Sydney 33, Green 14.
Yeah, nice little play by the Warriors. Special teams blocked the punt, and the ball rolled over to the right-hand side. Chabot scooped it up and walked into the end zone for 6 points.
So Sydney now will kick this one off the green. The Trojans are going to have to score and score in a hurry to get back in this game, as it's two straight touchdowns now for Sydney, and Sydney's going to recover off the onside kick. It hit one of the green Trojans, bounced right off of his leg, and Sydney's able to scoop it up, and they will start at their own 45.
Yeah, nice sort of play right there. The ball was hit really hard and low, and the Warriors recovered it at their own 45.
So 11.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 33-14. Sydney will have the ball once again. And, Tim, if you're the Warriors here, what do? Do you try to chew some clock, or you just keep doing what you're doing?
I think right now they just want to keep the clock moving as much as possible. So I think we're going to see a heavy dose of Mr. Harrington and Mr. Chabot. Just to keep that moving.
We'll see if maybe Cameron Brandenburg will come in for some carries as well. It's Harrington right now on the left side off the hip there of Gravel. Gravel loses the ball there and then scoops it up. He's going to come all the way forward, and he's going to pick up just about 5 yards on the play. Nice job by Nick Gravel to make something out of nothing. And there's a couple of Trojans down in the backfield.
Yeah, they're down in the backfield where they had Gravel, but all of a sudden Gravel was able to squeak out of it and got good yardage on it, 3 yards positive, so it'll bring up second down and 7.
But again, you wonder tonight, the combination of a couple of low snaps, and it's a cold night. You wonder if the dew is having some issues with the ball there tonight, as we've had a couple of different guys who have really had a hard time holding on to it.
Yeah, and I'm not, you know, it's not an easy thing to do all the time. I mean, I've seen it done quite a bit, but the team tonight, every one of his snaps have been low. Some are lower than others, but Gravel has really had to show really good athletic ability quite a few times tonight to get the ball after the snap was made.
I believe the two green players in the backfield who are still being attended to might have bumped heads here as they were going after Gravel. It's Nate Berry wearing number 7 for the Green Trojans and Nate Hurlbert wearing number 50 for the Green Trojans.
Yeah, they look like they were giving them like the little concussion protocol kind of thing out there. EMS for Green is right here on the sideline. They have a EMT on the sideline of Green, and they also have an EMT over on the sideline for Sydney. So real nice support by the EMS group from Green at the football game.
Brandon Kane is at center tonight for Sydney, and him and Gravel will be working to get back on the same page here as Kane's done a great job this season. Just tough night here tonight. I'm sure it's a little slippery, and you know, everyone says, how hard can that be? That's one of the hardest jobs on the field. I can guarantee you that. Gravel throws here on a 2nd and 7, goes to Matthews' left side. We got a flag on the play. Matthews is still going across the 30 down to the 25 as he went from left to right, and he's finally tackled.
Yeah, the flag was thrown right away, so I think we're going to have a hold against the Warriors. Yep, that was the preliminary signal by the official that threw the flag. So that play is coming back. That'll be the second time Liam's had a really positive play tonight, and a holding call has brought it back. One took 6 points off the board.
Tough break here for the Warriors as that will back them up after another nice play from Liam Matthews goes for nothing. 11:06 to go, fourth quarter. It's 33-14. Again, we did have a final score from over in Bainbridge. It was Tioga 43 and Bainbridge nothing. Did see that Forks and Norwich were tied up at 21 apiece, just up Route 12 here in Norwich. So Purple Tornado coming to play today.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can be in a game with Shenango Forks, you're doing some good work.
And so this will bring up a 2nd and 10, I believe, here, about a 2nd and 11 maybe. With 11 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, Sydney leading 33-14 on the road here at Green. After that penalty, brings back that nice catch from Liam Matthews. Gravel here on 2nd and 11, throws to the right side. Pass was caught by Mosier, I believe, but nowhere to go. He's tackled maybe for a gain of 1.
Yeah, Sydney's trying to use this little quick out play and then let their athletes work in space. But Green is doing a really nice job of making those open field tackles. I couldn't see the number on that side, but he was all by himself and made a nice tackle.
And now I wonder, with the clock moving, if Sydney's just going to try to chew it as much as they can. It's going to be a 3rd and 13, but the clock is moving down to 10:20 to go, fourth quarter. And it's 33-14. Sydney with a comfortable lead here at the moment. Play clock is down to 7. Here's Gravel, drops back, wants to throw. He's going to toss one up into the night sky. He's looking for Liam Matthews, who comes down with it. No, couldn't quite hold on, and it is incomplete. Into double coverage, and Matthews almost came up with it.
Yeah, he went up way in the air to get that and did come down quite hard, landed on his shoulders, and he's definitely taking a little time walking back to the huddle.
10:07 to go, fourth quarter, and the Green secondary was right there to break that play up. Think about the Green secondary. They got some size, too. Nate Berry was one of the guys in the secondary. He's about 6'5", so it's not like he's going up against some short defenders.
Right, and Liam, he's got good hops. I mean, he can get up in the air really good, so he's also the punter.
Yeah.
After that happened, he's got to come back and punt the ball, and they'll be giving the ball back to Green, number 11, back to receive for the Trojans.
No rest for a guy like Liam Matthews, so he will punt it away. And we will have a whistle before Liam can punt this one off. And let's see what the call is here. Looks like it's going to be against the Warriors, so they'll have to back up another 5 yards.
Yeah, it's one of the right there is one of the situations where that new rule of the play clock starting immediately is a hindrance, because it took Liam a little bit of time to get back to the huddle, and Sydney got a delay again.
So 10:07 to go. Fourth quarter, Sydney leads Green 33-14. Matthews will look to punt this one away. Gets a good boot on it. Kind of hangs up in the sky, though, and falls out of bounds at about the 38-yard line, so no return possible for Green.
Yeah, they weren't kicking the ball to the defender, or to the receiver, that's for sure. And Matthews is definitely shaking up a little bit here, folks.
Well, it'll be 10 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll see if we see Liam again here tonight. I'm sure we will, but definitely wants to take a couple of minutes to recuperate there. So Trojans going left to right here will get the ball back, start on their own 45-yard line going left to right, and it's hurry-up time now for the Trojans with only 10 minutes left, trailing 33-14 here on their home field. They come on the record of 1-1, trying to get back in this ball game here tonight.
Yeah, and they're going to give it all they can, obviously, and they do have the ability to go deep on pass plays. So we'll see if he rolls out to the right and tries to hit Barry in the flat out on the right, on the right hand side.
Yeah, he's had Barry a couple times. Then of course Noah Kennedy with the two, with the one, the first touchdown. Josh Titus with the second one. So they got weapons. Erickson wants to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver. It's guess who? Noah Kennedy at the 30 to the 20, down to the 15, 10 to the 5 before he's roped down by Peyton Mosier. And once again, Erickson finds Noah Kennedy.
Yeah, Noah Kennedy is still down on the play, so hold on, folks. We may have another injured player.
So we'll hope that Noah Kennedy is okay. It appears that Green is having some cramping issues here tonight from what we've seen in the second half. And we will have an injury timeout, so we're going to step away. It's 33 to 14. Excuse me. Sydney is on top of Green with 9:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Injured players still down on the field here for the Green Trojans. 9:49 to go, fourth quarter. 33-14 the score. Sydney Warriors on top of Green, but the Trojans will be knocking on the door here once again. Injured player is Noah Kennedy, who just caught a great ball and ripped off down the sideline. We were talking during the break. We both think Sydney went for the INT and just didn't get it.
Yeah, they tried to undercut the pass route and missed the ball. And when Kennedy caught it, he had nothing but Green real estate in front of him. And if it hadn't been for a couple really lightning-fast defenders for the Warriors, it would have been 6 points.
And so it is good to see Kennedy up on his feet here. I do believe it was a cramp, I think, just the way he went down and the way he's walking off here. So even at this part of the season, cramps still a very real thing for a lot of these guys. I think we've seen a couple on both sides here tonight. 9:49 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading 33-14. Don't forget our post-game show, folks, where we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, as well as the scoring recap from tonight's game. And, boy, a lot of guys in the running for the three awards here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to have your work cut out for you tonight, Nate.
Yep.
There's a lot of stuff to pick from and a lot of players that are worthy.
So here we go. Green will get the ball back. They'll have to have a play here without Noah Kennedy. And we'll see how quickly he can come back into the game, if at all, as he slowly walks off the field. Here is Erickson. He is in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. And he'll look to hand it off. And no, it's going to be a QB keeper for Erickson. Well, he actually did hand it off at the very last second to Damian Hitt, who came in to the game for Noah Kennedy. Maybe a gain of one.
Real nice play. Tackled for a loss. Number 72 for the Sydney Warriors with a nice play on that.
So 9:25 to go in this fourth quarter. Time becoming an issue now for the Green Trojans, as this will be a second and 11, but they are at the Sydney 14-yard line. So they could pick up a first down and not score, but they're looking to punch it in here and get this back to a two-score game. And I'm assuming after that we would see some sort of an onside kick, but Trojans have got to get it in here first. Here is Erickson, wants to drop back to throw. Looking to his right, throws across the middle, pass is complete, and a touchdown here for the Green Trojans. And it was Nate Berry, I believe, who came across the middle. Yes, the touchdown here for the Trojans.
Yeah, number 7, Nate Berry, with a nice pattern in the end zone, ran to the right pylon and then just cut right back to the middle, and Erickson hit him right between the number.
So Nate Berry with the TD. The senior wide receiver makes it 33-20. And I'm assuming Green will go for two here with 8:58 to go in this fourth quarter. Trying to cut this back to what would be a 10-point ball game. The wide receivers split to the right, to the left. Here is Erickson. He's got the snap. Looks to throw. Pocket is collapsing. He's going to run out of it. Fakes it. Slips right at the goal line and did not get in. If he didn't slip, I think he might have got in, but he comes up short. And so that gives Sydney a 33-20 lead.
Yeah, he was so close to getting into the end zone right there. But as Nate said, he did lose his footing and came up just like a half a yard short. So the Warriors will get the ball back. Thinking possibly we'll see an onside kick.
Yeah, I think we'll probably see that. But first we'll step away for 30 seconds. 8:58 to go in the fourth. It's 33-20. Sydney is on top of Green. We'll be back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
8:58 to go, fourth quarter. 33-20 after that Green touchdown. About a 5-yard pass from Nate Erickson to Nate Berry. It's like the Green basketball games I joked at last year. Everyone's first name was Nate, including mine. So 33-20 is the score. Erickson's going to kick off. We will see if he kicks it deep. Going to try the onside kick, and Sydney is right there to scoop it up. And let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. I believe, yes, Alex Fogarty with the good hands there.
Yeah, Alex Fogarty, nice job. Went up and got the ball before it even went to 10 yards. But you can do that. You just better make sure you hang on to it. And he did it. Nice job. The Warriors will have the ball at their own, or excuse me, at the Green Trojan 47.
We believe that Noah Kennedy is okay. He had some work done him on the sideline. And now sitting on the bench, and some of it looked pretty painful as they were stretching him out, but he appears to be okay.
Yeah, he's had a really good game tonight, and 25 has done a really good job for the Green Trojans. It's too bad that it may have to end like this tonight.
So here is Sydney going right to left, first and 10. Ball is on the Green 47 after the failed onside kick attempt. They'll hand off to Harrington. Harrington will go up the middle. He's into the second level. He's got a first down and more. Cuts back at the 35 to the 30. Harrington still on his feet to the 20 to the 15 before he's roped down from behind by Josh Trepa.
Number six with an absolutely fantastic run. Takes it off to the left tackle and then cuts back to the middle and then cut back to the left side and almost took it into the house. But a nice saving tackle by one of the Green Trojans.
8:44 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 33-20. Sydney on top, and they are back inside Green red zone territory. Ball on the 14-yard line. Warriors are looking for more. And now we will have a timeout, I believe, or the officials, maybe an official timeout here. They're talking to some of the Green players on the line. Let's see. All right, the officials went over, had a quick word with one of the Green players, and now we'll get back underway. Maybe some sort of equipment issue, something along those lines. Can't tell. 8.5 to go. Here's the snap. It's low. Gravel is going to hand it off, though, to Harrington. Harrington left side to the 10, to the 5, before he's ripped down there and out of bounds with 8:20 to go.
Number 50 for the Green Trojans, Nate Hurlbert, with a real nice tackle. Saved 6 points for the Trojans, and it'll be first and goal to go. Second and two.
Sorry. It'll be a second and two coming up here for Sydney. They lead 33-20 as we hit 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Gravel gets the play from the sideline. Sydney working this clock a little bit. And he's got Gravel in the shotgun. Harrington to the left. Harrington wants to run. Nate Berry comes in on a nice spy play, and he's able to bring him down.
Nate Berry absolutely timed that snap perfectly. I mean, he was in the backfield with the ball, and Sydney got very lucky that the snap was good because I think he would have easily got a recovery.
7.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney working some clock here. It'll be a third down and 4 to go. They are on the Green 8-yard line, trying to punch it in and maybe try to put a little icing on the cake here for the Warriors. And there's still a lot of time left now. The snap is low, and there it is. the broadcasters spoke too soon. It's going to be a fourth down coming up. And this is what Green's been doing. They've been hanging around all night making those type of plays.
Yep, they're doing a good job. And, again, Gravel did a really nice job of securing the ball to lift the play another down, but they did lose more yardage. It'll now bring up fourth down and eight.
Clock is still moving, 6:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. And now Sydney's going to come in for the field goal.
We asked for it.
We did. Palmateer is going to come in, and he'll be kicking from the 25-yard line. What do you think here, Tim? About a 30-yarder?
30-yarder. He's got good leg.
Snap is good. Hold is good. Palmateer's kick will sail wide to the right. And 6:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Green will take over after the missed field goal. Had plenty of leg. He just put it wide right.
Yeah, just pulled it a little bit, and give him a lot of credit. That's a good boot for this level of football.
Yeah, had plenty of leg, but you could kind of see it took a curve right as it came off his foot and sailed wide to the right, though. Good opportunity, though, for Palmateer. He's going to have to get a kick in at some point, and, you know, good chance to do it now. It's the first time they've attempted one this year.
Yeah, really nice. Good snap, good hold, and, you know, just pulled the kick a little bit.
So let's see. Green has one timeout left. Sydney has two. 6.5 to go, fourth quarter. It's 33-20. Sydney is on top by 13 points here tonight as we come to you live from Green High School on WCDO. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here.
And number 25, Noah Kennedy, looks like he is done for the evening because he is still sitting on the bench.
Yeah, still on the bench. Still has his pads on, but certainly doesn't look like he's, you know, up or moving or anything like that. So going to be a timeout taken. Let's see who took this timeout. Didn't see it was going to be Green. Yeah, it looks like the Trojans will take their last time out here with 6.5 to go. We'll step away 30 seconds. Sydney leads 33-20 on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
6.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Sydney leads 33-20. That was Green's last time out. Surprised they took it so early on here, Tim.
I think they had to talk about what they were going to do on this play because, believe me or not, I don't think they're done. I really don't.
No.
They're such a good team. They have so many athletes out there, and Sydney doesn't want to let them score real quick and then have them get an onside kick and get the ball back.
Here is Nate Erickson. He is in the shotgun here. Drops back, wants to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver looking for Barry, but it was too tall for him and incomplete.
Barry with a step on, can't believe it, but it was Liam Matthews. So he ran a really nice pattern to get open, and pass was just a little too long, incomplete, second down.
And so the other injured player that we saw earlier tonight was Drew Erickson, the eighth grader who was doing some QBing from time to time. Younger brother of Nate, he was walking. It looked like he had some sort of ankle injury that they were going to tape. Have not seen him in quite some time here on the sideline. So we'll have to keep an eye out for him as well. Hope that he's okay. As a second and 10, we'll have a snap, but a flag on the play.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a false start against the Trojans. Everybody had the snap count except the center. everybody moved but the ball.
So this will be a second and 15 coming up as they'll march this one back 5 yards. 33-20 the score. Green trying to milk everything they can out of this clock. I mean, you're right, Tim. If they could get another score here on this drive, do the onside kick and get it, they're still in this ball game.
Mm-hmm. They definitely, I mean, they have the ability, and that's the one thing. Like I said, I am waiting and know it's going to happen. He's going to keep the ball one of these times when he rolls to the right side. And they're clearing it so far down the field that all those receivers have to do is make a block on the corner, and Nate will be gone.
Second and 15 here for Erickson. Wants to dance out of the pocket. This might be the one, Tim. Nope, he's going to throw. Lost one up into the night sky. He's got a receiver. It is caught here by Green at the 40. And the Trojans might be going to the house for six, to the 20, to the 15. Brought down just inside the 5-yard line. What a play there from Erickson, finding Hogan Ludolph for a big-time 75-yard connection, first and goal, Trojans.
What a nice play, and I'll tell you what, it was kind of funny because there were four people around that ball because there were two Green Trojans and two Sydney Warriors, and Rudolph went up and picked the ball out of the air and took it down to inside the five-yard line.
6:12 to go. You heard it here first. Tim Cutting said they weren't done, and two plays later, it's a first and goal here for the Trojans as we hit 6 minutes to go. 33-20 the score. Green will not quit. Just another good chapter here between the Trojans and the Warriors. And now we're seeing an ice bag on the ankle here of Noah Kennedy. So we definitely think he might be done for the night with the cleat off. Erickson wants to throw this one away as Wyatt Kipp was chasing him as well as Brandenburg to the sideline. Second down coming up, 5:45 to go.
Yeah, Erickson just kept running to the right side, and now we have another flag on the field. Two flags.
And so we'll see what the deal is here from the official. Haven't seen any official signal yet as the Zebra crew gets together for a little huddle.
Now, there was absolutely no
receiver
anywhere. That flag just came in, so I don't know if they decided that he intentionally grounded. We'll see here in a second.
Well, there's been a couple of times tonight where Sydney's had him on the run. He's thrown it away. And really, I didn't think there was anybody in the area, but I haven't seen that call yet.
Okay, so there's a holding penalty against the defense of the Warriors and then intentional grounding by the quarterback. So if they wipe each other out, so replay the down.
So 5:45 to go. Fourth quarter, going to be a first down and six to go here for Green. They trail 33-20. So Nate Erickson with one wide receiver split out to the right, two to the left. He's running back in the backfield. No, he's going to throw. He tries to go over the middle to Josh Titus. Flag on the play for pass interference, it looks like, here for the Sydney Warriors. I believe it's going to be on maybe Harrington on the near side, or no, I believe Casper Gray.
Yeah, Casper Gray, I believe, has the pass interference penalty. He really didn't play the ball. He played the receiver and kind of took him down before the ball got there. So pass interference in the end zone against the Warriors, be probably half the distance of the goal.
So going to be a first down and goal to go here for Green. They've got a lot of time and a lot of opportunities to punch this in here. So first down and three, as Tim said. Sydney leading 33-20 on the road here under the lights tonight at Green. Trojans will not go away. After that block punt, I thought, okay, you know, that's going to take a lot of wind out of their sails, but kudos here to the Trojans. They've done a great job.
Still in this game, absolutely.
Going to be a first and three. Here's Erickson. Let's see if he wants to tuck and run. Runs to the outside. Erickson, this time he will, and he's in for a Green Trojans touchdown with 5.5 to go.
Okay, that's what I was calling for. Any time point in the game that he would do that. I didn't think it would be from 3 yards away, though. But good for 6 points, and we'll see if they go for two or if they try an extra point. Looks like they're sending the quarterback back on the field, so it does look like a two-point conversion.
So Erickson with a two-yard TD run, so he runs that one in, and he's also thrown for three tonight, I believe. Let me look back on my sheet here. Yeah, through for three, runs in for one. 33-26 with 5.5 to go. Here is Erickson on the snap. Drops back, wants to throw over the middle. Erickson into the back of the end zone, looking for Barry, and it is good. Two-point conversion is good. Barry, the 6'5", big man wide receiver, goes up, hauls it in. It's 33-28.
Yep, that was the play. It was just to throw it up there where he could only get it, and that's what Barry did. He went up and got the ball. Good two-point conversion, and now we are at a five-point game.
Wow, 33-28 with 5.5 to go, and the Trojans are back from the dead. Well, it's been such a game of momentum here, and now we'll have the I'm sure we're going to have the onside kick opportunity coming up here. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, I think they'll probably try it again. The first time they did it was on the last kick, and it didn't work. The Warriors were ready for it and made a nice play on the ball. I'm guessing what's going to happen is it's going to be the muddle huddle one. I think they're just going to come out of it, and they're just going to kick it and follow it. The last one was a play where they actually set up as like they were going to kick it regular. I think this one they're going to do the muddle huddle.
And what Tim means by that is basically it looks like Green is in a huddle. The ball's on the tee. You don't know when they're going to break out of that. You don't know what direction it's going in. It's a play they've had for many years, at least as long as we've been doing these games, Tim. And It'll be interesting to see what they do here. They break out of the huddle. They used to. I haven't seen them do this long time. They'd run up. They'd not kick it.
Yeah.
Then they'd go back into the huddle again. Yeah. Then they'd come up and kick it. So.
Yeah. Or they'd start to walk back, and then they'd turn around and kick it or whatever. Yeah, it's interesting. But they are in a regular formation. So I'm wrong. It happens. And we'll see what they do. Number six is kicking for Green.
That's why we're...
Or number five, excuse me.
That's Erickson. So that's why we're up here, right,
yeah.
Doing this?
Absolutely.
5.5 to go, fourth quarter. Erickson, let's see. Is he going to kick it deep? Is it going to be an onside? Hard to tell at the moment. Let's see. Sydney leads 33-28. Erickson is going to go for a little squib kick here. It will go back to about the 25-yard line. Sydney's going to fall on it with Palmateer, and that's where Sydney will start this drive.
Okay, Palmateer, they kicked it a little further than I thought they would, but Palmateer did make a nice recovery of the ball. The ball spotted just shy of the 25-yard line.
5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. It is Sydney leading 33-28 on the road here at Green. Sydney trying to put the finishing touches on perhaps a win here on the road, but the Green defense is going to be hungry and feisty, I'm sure.
And keep in mind, folks, that if they do get the ball back, they do not have any timeouts, Green, that is.
Sydney has two timeouts, Green with none. Sydney going right to left here. They're in the all-white here tonight. Green is in the green tops with the black pants. Barry coming through. It's a fumble on the play. Harrington scooped it up, ran for about 3 yards, and then fell down after about 3 yards. But a good pressure coming from the Green defense on that rush.
Yeah, they are absolutely just shooting right off the corners. Number seven, Barry, is in the backfield immediately. Harrington and Gravel did a really nice job to keep the ball for the Warriors. The ball, they didn't get a loss on the play, so second down and 10.
So second and 10 here for Sydney. And they're going to hand off to Harrington. Barry's in the backfield trying to rush once again. Harrington cuts it upfield, maybe for about a gain of two. Barry almost ropes him down again in the backfield.
Yeah, he's just firing off his right end position. And he almost caught him in the backfield there, but Harrington's a little bit faster and got about 4 yards, so it'll bring up third down and 5.
Third and 6, and this time Barry gets caught trying to get his hand in the cookie jar a little early there. Jumps on it, that's a flag.
Yeah, he's been doing a really good job of timing, and I'm sure they said to in the huddle, they said, hey, let's just give him a hard count and see if he comes. And he did, so it's pretty close to a first down. It'll be third down and 1.
And he knew it, too. You know, sometimes you see a guy go, and he comes back like, oh, I didn't do it. No, he just threw his hands up like, yep, I did it. Sorry.
You got me.
You got me. 4.5 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 33-28. Sydney on top. This is going to be a third and 1 after that 5-yard pickup on the penalty.
Yeah, interesting because it looked like it was a first down just based on the yardage. But Sydney's asking for a measurement. Hey, we did it. Our first one.
Yeah, this is we've been asking for a measurement.
First one.
In 3 games, we've been saying, all right, bring the crew out. Let's make them earn their volunteer status. Or do you get paid to do this?
Sometimes they get paid.
Wow.
I did not.
That's how that goes.
I knew that question was coming.
And let's see, it's going to be first down here for Sydney. So the measurement works out here for the Warriors, I believe.
It looks like they're moving the chain. Yep.
Yep, first down. I saw it flip over to the 1.
Yeah, you're right.
And so it's going to be a 1st and 10 here for Sydney with 4.5 to go. They're going to hand off once again to Harrington. Second level running here for Harrington, 45-50. Harrington might go. He's got some daylight. Harrington to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5. That's a Sydney Warriors touchdown with 4:15 to go.
That will be 65 yards.
Yeah, wow.
65 yards for Mr. Harrington. What a night he's having. He's got to be, I'm going to throw it out there, he's got to be close to 2.
He's got to be close to 200 yards rushing. And that was a heck of a run for the Sydney Warriors. And he had about 3 Green Trojans chasing him and just was able to put the jets on and walk away. And that is his first touchdown here tonight.
And he's carried the load all night long. I mean, just in the short carries and some good first down carries, but we'll see what they do on this play.
Sydney going for 2. They tossed one up. They were trying to go to Liam Matthews' left side. It was just knocked away. And so with 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter, Sydney leads 39-28. We'll step away for 30 seconds to be right back on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream tonight, courtesy of SFCU. Zach Harrington, a 65-yard TD run, giving Sydney a 39-28 lead. 4:15 to go here, Tim. Does Green have some more magic?
Well, again, like you said, they have that ability to go with the big play. We've seen it happen, and Sydney has been susceptible to the long pass tonight on the defensive end. So I'm not going to put it out of the books. But I think the Warriors have to tighten up a little bit on the defensive end if they want to secure this game.
And so a long fourth quarter here between these two teams. Seems like we've been in the fourth quarter for quite a long time now. Still 4:15 to go. Sydney leading 39-28.
And I thought the play clock was supposed to change the speed of the game.
Well, I have not noticed that so far.
Neither have I.
So Leah Matthews kicking this one deep. It's end over end. It's going to take a Sydney bounce and roll out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. That's where the Green Trojans will start here going left to right.
And we'll see what they can do. They're going to have another attempt at it with 4 minutes to go. They do not have any timeouts, and the Sydney Warriors still do have two.
So Sydney in the driver's seat right now, but just several times tonight when you think, okay, I don't know how Green's going to pull this off, they've found a way. So Trojans have done a great job, led by, of course, their senior leader, Nate Erickson, who's battled some injuries. Mm-hmm. Good to see him healthy back in the lineup tonight, and he's done a little bit of everything. So you know he's feeling good. He's run. He's been able to shake off some tackles. He's been playing good on defense. He's thrown the ball very well, so he's feeling good.
And he's had a lot of pressure in his face, so I'm real impressed. He's doing a really good job.
Here's Erickson on a first and 10. Nate rolls to his right, needs to throw on the run, tosses one up, going to be incomplete. And out of bounds with 4:08 to go.
Yep, just going to get rid of that so he doesn't lose any yards, and it'll be second down and 10.
So 39-28 the score. Sydney is on top late in the ball game here on the road. Sydney trying to stay perfect on the season. They're 2-0, looking to go to 3-0 here. And so the Warriors will be on the road again next week as well. I believe they're at Dryden in week 4, so that's a game we will not do, unfortunately, next week for the Warriors.
That's not a league game either, is it?
I'll have to check with the new C things. I'm not exactly sure, but I don't believe it is. Here's a complete pass to Josh Titus, and he'll roll his way up to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, I think he's got first down yardage here, so they'll move the chains, and they'll get four more downs with about 3 minutes to go, or 3:50 to go.
So 39-28. Sydney is on top of Green here. I'm going to check on that Dryden stat here while we have a second, Tim. So Class C this year. Yes, Dryden. Well, it's not a division game. They are in Class C, but they're in Division 3. Sydney's in Division 4. So that answers that question. 3:45 to go. A pass to the outside across midfield to Nate Berry at the 45-yard line. But time is becoming an issue now for Green. The clock moving down to 3.5 to go. And Sydney's on top, 39-28.
Berry was brought down on the play by number 11, Casper Gray, as the Sydney Warriors in space.
Going to be a second and one. Here's Erickson at midfield. Wants to throw again to Berry. Pass is incomplete and out of bounds.
That was second down, and it'll be third down and one with the ball spotted just at about the 45 of the Sydney Warriors.
So 3:23 to go here, fourth quarter. Erickson comes over to the sideline, gets the play from head coach Dave Gorton. And let's see, going to be a timeout taken by the Sydney Warriors. 3:23 to go. Sydney leads 39-28. We'll step away for 30 seconds to be right back on WCDO.
Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and the rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
3:23 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leading Green 39-28. Nate Lowell and Tim Cunning with you on WCDL and WCDOsports.com. Don't forget, folks, after the conclusion of this game, we will have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose during our postgame show. Third and one for Green. They are on the Sydney 45 going left to right. Out of the timeout, here's Erickson. He's sacked by Cameron Chabot. A big loss on the play. Erickson had nowhere to go.
Oh, boy, it's blindside, too. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to be hit by number nine when you can't see him. And real nice play. Good for Erickson to hold on to the ball. So they will live another down. Fourth and nine now. Lots of eight.
So 39-28 to score. With 2:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. And
he looked like he was shot out of a cannon. I mean, I'm telling you, because he's a big guy. I mean, he can move.
So this might be the last chance here for Green if they can convert. Erickson throws over the middle to Barry, complete for a first down, down to the 40. He's tackled by Kiff of Sydney as well as Kyle Wheeler, but somehow Nate Barry keeps the drive alive.
Nice little quick slant pass right into the middle behind the linebackers to Barry. Good for first down yardage and into Sydney Ward territory at the 40.
2.5 to go. Green trying to get back in this game. They trail 39-28. Erickson looks over the middle. He's between the hash marks. Run to the right side. Pass is incomplete for his intended receiver, Jarrett Ludoff. It was behind him.
Just a little bit behind him. Second down and 10 at the 40-yard line of the Warriors.
2:25 to go. That stops the clock. As Tim said, a second and 10. Green trying to milk every second they can out of this. And again, they have no timeouts left. Sydney has one left.
We'll see a lot of things over on the right, on the outside of the field, just so that they can get out of bounds and stop the clock if they can.
2:25 to go. Fourth quarter. Sydney leads 39-28. Green is driving. Second and 10. Ball is on the Sydney 40. Here's Erickson. Snaps. Looks over the middle. Goes to the right side. Pass is complete to the 35, but he doesn't get out of bounds. And it was brought in by Josh Titus.
Yeah, Josh Titus was kept in bounds by number 11, Mr. Casper Gray.
Looks like
Josh Titus.
Josh Titus is still down on the field here, so injured player for the Green Trojans. 2:12 to go here in this fourth quarter. Going to be a third and four coming up for Green. Sydney leading 39-28. Want to give a shout-out to the McPherson brothers out there listening over in Bainbridge. They helped us with some updates there tonight. Of course, Ricky and Jason take a lot of local photos across a variety of different sports, so shout-out to the guys. They're home early after Tioga beat Bainbridge Guilford tonight, 43-0, and listening into this game.
Yeah, and their commute's a lot shorter than ours.
Yeah, they said, hey, I'm already home watching TV. I said, well, we're not. So it's 39-28 with 2:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll hope Josh Titus is okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for the conclusion. Here's the last 2 minutes coming up on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
out of the break there from the injury. An interception here from Liam Matthews. And he's got one man to beat, and he does. He's going to take it to the house here for his Sydney Warriors touchdown with a minute 45 to go. We'll see if there's any Oh, yes, some flags down on the play. Green tried to go deep. Erickson tried to go to Barry. And, boy, Liam Matthews just picked that off and took it back about 80 yards, but I think he ran about 140.
Yeah, he did. And I'll tell you what, that's so disheartening for him because, you know, he does all this work, gets all the way down there and looks back, and there's two flags on the field. And I'm sure because of all the moves he was making, we're going to have a legal block in the back after the interception was made.
As you said, Tim, the third play tonight, well, that's two now. Two of the three that would have gone for a Liam Matthews touchdown called back, and he made a couple of guys just look like they had their feet in cement there as he was taking that one back. With a minute 45 to go, this one will be coming back, and I think Green's going to get another chance at it here, unless it was after.
I think it was after the interception.
After. Okay.
I'm going to say that because I'm sure that I saw him catch the ball and start running, and then the flags came in, so.
So a minute 45 to go, and Sydney on top, 39-28. So, yeah, it looks like this one's going to come back, and Sydney will just have the ball going right to left, and they will. We'll see where they spot it. Looks like it's going to be at about the 15-yard line, which is about where Liam Matthews caught it. So he caught it on the left side 15, ran to the other side of the field, danced and weaved his way down the sideline and scored, but all for nothing.
Yeah, because he was making all those moves. When that happens, you don't get your head turned around and you hit somebody in the back, and inevitably that's what's going to happen.
And so Sydney with a minute 45 to go. They have one timeout left. Green has none. And so Sydney is going to take a knee here and try to just work some clock here with a 39-28 victory. Sydney trying to move to 3-0 here as they kill off the rest of the clock. Make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Well, it turned out to be a darn good game here tonight, Tim.
Sure did, and I'll tell you what, it's had its moments where it looked like, oh, no, here we go again. We're going to have another blowout. And then the Green Trojans sold all the hearts that they have and wouldn't be denied and came back and threatened Sydney a couple of times, got inside single digits.
Yeah, it was a game of momentum and runs. I mean, Sydney was up 20-0 at one point. Another knee here for the Warriors as we come down to a minute to go on a 2nd and 10. And then Green had a couple of unanswered touchdowns. You know, at halftime it was 20-8, then it was 20-14, and Green was right back in this ball game.
And then they got within five in the second half, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely been a really interesting game. It's what we expected coming into it because these two are such good competitive teams and they love playing each other, and I say that sincerely.
Going to be a third down here, and they'll take another knee. Again, if you want to go back and listen to a great game like this anytime, you can at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's banking easier. That's a free download anytime you want at WCDOsports.com. Again, all courtesy of SFCU. We appreciate their support of local high school sports. So that is going to do it for tonight's ball game as the final knee will be taken, and that will run out the clock. And our final score will be 39-28. The Sydney football boys taking down Green, 39-28 postgame show coming up. Tim, any final thoughts here before we take the last break?
No, I just think we saw a dandy of a game and looking forward to the next couple of games that are coming up.
39-28 postgame show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Green Central School. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU tonight. Sydney defeating Green 39-28 in a tough back-and-forth battle here tonight at GCS. Before we give out our three awards, let's give you the scoring summary. From all the way back in the first quarter, Sydney got on the board first to make it 7-0 on a direct snap run in by Cameron Chabot. So a little trickery there for the Warriors to start things off. They made it 14-0 as Nick Gravel passed to Peyton Mosier for a 5-yard touchdown catch. And that was a 14-0 lead for Sydney at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter, Sydney made it 20-0 as Gravel found Leah Matthews for a 15-yard TD catch. But late in the second quarter, Green's Nate Erickson passed to Noah Kennedy, a one-handed touchdown catch for 40 yards, made it 20-8 after the two-point conversion was good to Josh Titus. Third quarter, Green made it 20-14 as Erickson found Josh Titus for a 30-yard TD catch. He was wide open on that one. And then Sydney answered as Gravel found Matthews for a 5-yard TD catch to make it 26-14. Then we got into the fourth quarter where Cameron Chabot blocked a punt, scooped it up, and ran it in to make it 33-14. But Green answered with back-to-back touchdowns to cut it to 33-20 and then 33-28 as Erickson found Nate Berry, and then Erickson ran one in for himself from 2 yards out. But it was Zach Harrington with a 65-yard touchdown run, breaking some tackles and getting away from everybody to make it our final score of 39-28 here tonight. So that's our scoring summary, Tim. And a back-and-forth game, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. A bunch of momentum swings and some really good defense, you know, in the red zone a couple of times. Both teams were down inside the 20 and were turned away and had to turn the ball over on down. There was also something I haven't seen in a long time, where the punt fake by the Green Trojans when they were in the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting play call there. You know, didn't want to punt it to Liam. So, you know, I can understand that. So, good call.
Let's start off with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great, and Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We've decided during the break we want to go Zach Harrington with that, have that last touchdown, the 65-yarder, but boy, he was just a beast all night tonight for Sydney, running the ball 5-6 yards constantly on every carry, and we'll have to check out his total yardage, but that has to be high in the hundreds, if maybe not 200 yards tonight. He was great.
Yeah, I'm going to say right off the bat, he just put his stamp on the game because he just took off. I'm going to say in the first possession, he had probably 6 carries, and each one of those 6 carries was for at least 10 yards or more. And, you know, that's not a bad thing to have on your team if you have somebody you can hand the ball to and they're going to get you a first down every time. Great job, Zach.
Just a quick out-of-town score here is that Norwich falls to Forks 28-21, so we were keeping an eye on that game, and Forks was just able to get it done up the road here, Route 12 at Norwich. So great game there for sure. Next up is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you, of course, by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Sometimes the defense award will go to a player. You know, we like to do 2 from the winning team and 1 from the team that loses each ball game. So we're going to go Nate Erickson, dynamic defense. I mean, he does a little bit of everything here tonight. He was great at the quarterback position. He did make some big tackles along the way, but we're going to go with Nate for our dynamic defense award here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, he does a lot of things on the field. I mean, you know, just like Liam, he's a great athlete, and he ends up having to punt. He has to do this, he has to do that, and Nate's well-deserving of the defensive award.
Lastly tonight, ACCO Brands, the All-Purpose Award, is brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. I think no question tonight for Sydney, Cameron Chabot. He had the direct snap. He ran one in like the old fridge play for the Chicago Bears, the block punt, lots of tackles, the big sack on Erickson. I mean, he was the definition of an all-purpose player tonight.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, and just a great kid. I mean, he just goes out there and gives his heart every single time he goes out on the field, and you can just see he loves to play the game, and he loves being out there with his teammates. Great job by Cameron.
That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Again, Sydney defeats Green 39-28. We will not be on the air tomorrow, not doing a game, so we will be back with you next Friday night. We're going to be doing that eight-man game, Oxford at UV, and then we will have Walton at Delhi next Saturday. So it'll be a loaded-up doubleheader weekend again next weekend. So, Tim, any final thoughts?
Nope, just good luck the rest of the way. I'm going to be taking a little bit of a hiatus here.
Unacceptable.
And, I know. I got it approved by Craig.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll let you slide for a week or two. So.
So hopefully you'll have somebody else sitting next to you who knows more about the game than me.
Hey, it'll be good. We got some possibilities lined up, so we're excited. And you're going to have to do one without me in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I know. I get to work with the cap.
Yeah, I think Capella will be in for a week, and that'll be in 3 weeks. I'll be gone for a Friday. Somehow Craig let me disappear for a week, so I don't like to do that during football season, but got to do what you got to do.
Well, I'd rather do what I'm doing than what you're going for. You're going to run a marathon.
Yes, I am. Yeah, this will be lucky number 13.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, that'll
you're
be fun.
Nuts. That'll you're
be fun,
nuts.
Right? So. All right, our final score again, 39-28. Sydney defeats Green. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo, Craig Stevens back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Those guys always putting in the hard work and the time here. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Long. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.